This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. This weekend, a church in Dallas will receive another group of asylum seekers from a crowded shelter in El Paso. Oaklawn United Methodist Church recently welcomed 56 asylum seekers. When the asylum-seeking migrants arrived by bus in Dallas, they were greeted in their native Spanish. Bienvenidos, welcome. One by one, they stepped off the bus.
But then something happened after maybe the first five people got off.
That's Greg Allen Smith, associate pastor at Oaklawn United Methodist Church.
There was this one lady, and she was trembling and crying, and she reached out and hugged one of our volunteers. And then everyone that came off the bus after, they gave us these hugs. And I can't tell you how visceral that reaction is.
The group of 56 asylum seekers had been at the U.S.-Mexico border. They're from Guatemala, Honduras, and Venezuela. More are scheduled to arrive in Dallas over the next 90 days. They're coming to North Texas because the El Paso Shelter Annunciation House is at capacity. Shelter officials reached out to the city of Dallas as well as faith-based groups for help. Pat Jones is Community Relations Director for Oaklawn United Methodist Church.
You see kids rolling toys down the hallways. Yesterday they went out on our playground. They just felt at home. They felt the love.
The Oaklawn Church is serving as a respite center where migrants can get food, clothing, and medical attention. They spend their evenings in area hotels as they wait to be connected with a sponsor or family member in the U.S. Organizers of the effort aren't allowing media interviews with the migrants, but Pastor Smith says church leaders want to get a message out.
I really wish that the folks who say that they are against this, I wish that they could have been there, because these are humans who need help from other humans.
The pastor says that people who seek help shouldn't be turned away. Stella Chavez, KERA News.